It's not legislation, it's a plan. And it's the absence of a proper spatial plan has led to a lot of the issues that deputies have raised. We haven't had a marine spatial plan to date in this country. And this plan has been 4 years in the making. And I could even hear what Deputy O'Brien saying, let's go to another committee, and let's go to another committee. Let's keep going to committees. Let's keep going to committees. But let's never make a decision on anything.
You should go out and interrupt.
Let's never make a decision on anything. Let's always try and exploit something for your own electoral advantage, which is what Deputy O'Brien, is at. No question about that.
Then have no one standing for him.
Taoiseach, we're trying to do our job as legislators and scrutinise.
That's so very important, Taoiseach.
Should withdraw that remark, Taoiseach.
I'm entitled to make a political assertion, just as you are.
Taoiseach, we are trying to do our job and scrutinise a legally binding plan, and you're stopping us from doing our job. John Corley, that's an outrageous accusation.
Deputy O'Brien, will all the members please behave with a little bit of decorum? The public are watching in at this. They'd like to think that we could reasonably and rationally debate the issues. You've asked the question. You've asked questions to the Taoiseach. Will you let him answer?
And I would say as well, like this, the committee, the majority committee, asked that it concluded its business on this and asked us this would proceed. This has been before the Joint Oireachtas Committee on March the 25th. And on the April the 6th, the assertions that it hasn't been before the committee is a false assertion.
Government
it has been
members.
Before the committee. And there, is an obligation on the state, in terms of the European Maritime Spatial Planning Directive, requires all member states to publish and implement the marine spatial plans by quarter one, 2021. And the important, this is a good, even Deputy O'Brien had to admit in the end, despite all the posturing, that in the main it's a good plan. Of course it's a good plan. It's a comprehensive plan. And it's a plan that we should move on with to protect our marine resources, to create a proper context for what goes on in terms of our marine territory and resource. That's the purpose of this plan, not to keep going back to the position of refusing to take decisions, refusing to moving on. In terms of
we're
specifics
asking for
and in
reasonable
terms of,
scrutiny.
All right, we've heard
reasonable
we've
scrutiny.
I mean, there have been regional public events have been held on the MMPF as far back as 2018. There were 5 regional public events, a further 8 events, seven of them held in coastal locations throughout the country. So the idea that people haven't been consulted is not true. Elected representatives were invited to each one of those meetings. Both regional and local across this country. And so then the impression is given, oh, there was no consultation and it's been rushed through. There was consultation and it's been laid before the House and it's been approved by the Shannon as well. And I think this is, you know, this is a major, if you take the Maritime Area, the Maritime Jurisdiction Bill, which will come forward, along with the Maritime Area Planning Bill and the MMPF, what this government is doing is for the first time ever transforming the regulatory and planning framework for the proper utilisation and protection of our marine resources. It hasn't happened before. I want to get on with it. For God's sake, we've had the Marine Planning Bill. How long has that been in and around this House and being developed? I'm determined to get it done.